Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take, you know, that pile of sources you've got, pull out the really key insights, and give you that shortcut to, well, knowing what's going on. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that might feel pretty familiar, maybe even a bit terrifying, actually, especially if you've ever stepped into a new technical space. Just picture it. You land a new role, you're excited, right? Ready for new challenges. Then you walk into the venue, your actual workspace, for the very first time. That excitement, it just sort of melts away, replaced by this huge sense of overwhelm, maybe even like a bit of dread.
Oh, yeah.
You're just staring at this maze of gear you don't recognize, panels covered in buttons, knobs, and that thought creeps in, that stomach-dropping thought, what have I actually gotten myself into here?
That is such a common story. Mm-hmm. It really is. I've heard it so many times. Seen it, too. People who are genuinely like scared to touch the equipment in their own venue.
Right.
And often it's because, you know, the last person just kind of shrugged and said, we don't mess with those controls.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, nobody really knows what they do anyway. And just like that, boom, you could be sitting on thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars of perfectly good equipment.
Just sitting there.
Completely unused.
Right.
Just because of fear. You can't really blame someone for feeling that way, can you?
No, not at all. That fear is, well, it's palpable, isn't it? And it leads to real problems. Expensive ones. We've all heard that term, right? The fader pusher.
Yep.
Someone you have to pay like a premium rate just to come in, tweak a few things, and they charge you a fortune, basically, because they get the system and you don't.
Exactly. It's more than just annoying, though. It's a symptom of something deeper. This over-reliance on outside help for things that really should be manageable internally.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be afraid of your own tools.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't be constantly shelling out cash for basic control.
Absolutely. And it's not just the money going out the door either, is it?
No, not at all. Well, what's really critical, I think, is the lost opportunity. That's huge. When you don't understand your system, it's about the cost savings you're missing. But it's also about, well, all the creative potential you can't tap into. Innovation gets stifled. You basically can't adapt your space easily for new events or different needs because the very tools that could help, they're just a big mystery.
And that is precisely why we're doing this deep dive today. Our mission really is all about understanding your venue.
Yeah.
We want to, you know, demystify all that equipment, give you a kind of roadmap, help you move past that fear and get straight to feeling confident and actually succeeding.
It's about taking back control, essentially.
Yeah. So, okay, where do you even start? How do you peel back those layers? Well, think of your first move as kind of like embarking on a treasure hunt right there in your own venue.
Mm-hmm. A venue detective?
Exactly. Become a venue detective.
Yeah.
And yeah, that probably means getting your hands a little dirty, doing some actual digging we're talking about, you know, exploring those old storage closets you never opened.
Definitely.
Peeking under the stage, maybe. Checking those corners everyone forgets about.
It is honestly astounding what you can find sometimes. I've personally found like tens of thousands of dollars worth of gear. Good stuff too.
Yeah.
High-end mics, specialized lights, just gathering dust.
Wow. How does that even happen?
Well, usually it's because a previous operator just didn't know what it was for. Or maybe they just didn't know how to hook it up, how to integrate it. Which, you know, it really begs the question, doesn't it? What hidden gems are just waiting in your space right now?
And is there sometimes a reason why that perfectly good gear ends up forgotten? Like beyond just oversight, I've heard stories about, you know, budget cycles and weird end of year purchases.
Oh, absolutely. That's a really common scenario, actually. Departments often have that use it or lose it thing with their annual budget,
well,
right?
Spend it or you don't get it next year.
Exactly. So maybe someone, perhaps without a ton of technical background, gets told, hey, we've got leftover funds, go buy something.
Mm-hmm.
So they buy perfectly good gear. Maybe it was even cutting edge at the time. But then that person moves on or roles change and the gear just sits there, sometimes still in the box.
Unbelievable.
And the next team assumes it's broken or old or just useless.
Yeah.
If you look at the bigger picture, it really points to this this broader industry issue of just underutilized assets. So much missed opportunity.
So treat those closets like a genuine treasure hunt.
Yeah. Don't let valuable tools go to waste. You're basically uncovering capital that's already been spent. It's
yeah.
already there.
Okay, so you've done your detective work. You've maybe unearthed some potential gems, taken stock of everything you have. The next logical step, I guess, is do they work?
Right. Do they actually function?
Yeah.
And you don't need to be like a rocket scientist for this first pass. We're talking some pretty fundamental practical tests here. Let's start with the audio system. Say you've got a stereo setup, which is pretty common. a really reliable test. Play some music you know well through the system.
Okay, familiar track. Got it.
Then, find the pan control on your mixer, you know, left and right. Pan the music all the way to the left. You should only hear sound from your left speaker. Only the left.
Makes sense.
Then pan it all the way to the right. Should only come out of the right speaker. Now, if you pan left and you're still hearing stuff from the right or vice versa, or maybe sound from both when it should just be one, that's a big red flag right there. Tells you immediately something's likely wrong in the signal chain. Could be a patch cable in the wrong spot. Could be a summing issue somewhere. It's a basic diagnostic, but really useful.
That's a great simple check. Okay, what about like the quality of the sound, the frequencies?
Good question. Keep that music playing. Find your equalizer section on the board. You know, the knobs or sliders for tone control.
Right, the EQ.
Okay, start by gently boosting the low frequencies, the bass. Then slowly sweep that boost upwards. Go right across the mid-range, all the way up into the high frequencies, the treble. As you do that sweep, you should hear the sound of the music change, right? Its tonal character should shift smoothly.
So you're listening for how it responds across the whole range.
Exactly. If your system sounds pretty full, clear, you know, responsive all the way across, great. You're probably in decent shape to start. But if it sounds, say, muddy down low or kind of harsh or boxy in the mids.
Yeah, I know that sound.
On thin and brittle up high.
Yeah.
Or maybe some frequencies just seem missing altogether. That points to maybe a deeper issue. It raises questions about your system's configuration.
Like what kind of issue?
Could be problems with your crossovers. Those are the things that split the sound signal to different speakers like woofers and tweeters. Or it could be your DSP, your digital signal processor. That's a brain often managing the audio. Could even be the power amps not delivering properly. This EQ sweep test helps you kind of narrow down where the mystery might be hiding deeper in the system architecture.
It's true. These systems can get incredibly complex, can't they? Even for those of us who work with them a lot. So many layers, all interconnected. That journey from first walking in to really mastering it, yeah, it can feel pretty daunting.
It absolutely can, no doubt about it.
So wrapping this up then, what does this all really mean for you, the listener? Well, first off, your venue. It doesn't have to stay some kind of enigma, some black box, that initial feeling, that overwhelm we talked about. That's completely normal. It really is. It's part of learning anything new.
Everyone starts there.
Exactly. Remember, every single expert in this field started right where you might be now. Curious, maybe a bit intimidated, sure, but willing to learn.
And that's the real key takeaway here, I think.
Yeah.
Your path forward. The difference between feeling, you know, stuck all the time and actually achieving mastery. It isn't some secret talent you either have or don't.
Right.
It really comes down to your willingness. Willingness to engage, to learn, and this is critical, having the right kind of framework, the right guidance to help you learn effectively, you absolutely shouldn't have to choose. You shouldn't have to pick between doing your main job well and actually understanding the tools you need for that job.
You can have both.
You can, and you should have both. Absolutely.
So as we finish this deep dive, let's leave you with a little something to chew on. A provocative thought, maybe. What hidden treasure might be collecting dust in your venue right now? Sitting unused just because nobody's quite sure what it does or how it works.
What potential is locked away?
Yeah. What huge opportunities, maybe for efficiency or saving money or just making things sound or look way better. What are you potentially missing out on? Simply because you haven't taken that first step yet, that step to become that venue detective in your own space.
It makes you think.
It does. So think about it. What's one single small test, one little exploration you could try this week just to start unraveling those mysteries in your venue and unlocking its real potential? The answers, we promise you, they might surprise you. They could be way more impactful than you imagine.